I know y'all miss my voice. I know y'all miss my voice. Thank you so much for tuning in to us. Another week is here. You know what it is? It's that time of the evening. We got issues where me, Shane, and Shannon chop it up on the hot topics. What's popping on the street? What's the word on the street? We're definitely going to be talking about, you know, Jamaica recently had their election last Thursday, so we're definitely going to be talking about that. And also, did you hear that the Kardashians are going to be canceling their show? Oh my God, that and so much more. Hey Shane.
Shane, are you hearing
me? Yes, I am.
Okay, now this is a shocker. You're actually here before Shannon.
I need to do that. I'm here before one of you and you're shocked.
Of course, we have to be shocked. You want to know why? Because you're never the year early. So we have to go on shocked. Alright, so I'm just going to go and wait till Shannon drop in. So what's good, Shane?
Just took a nice ass nap.
Sound like it was a very long ass nap.
Yes, I fell asleep watching Lucifer.
Lucifer?
Yes.
You know, oh, and there we go. We have Shannon on the line. What's up, Shen?
Hey, what's up?
I'm good. It's been a good day, actually. Alrighty, guys. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Just want to make sure that you guys are feeling good. All right, so we're just going to jump into it. So, on the North say election keep last Thursday in Jamaica. And in case for the people who don't know, JLP, that is the Jamaica Labour Party, they won the 2020 Jamaica general election. So them actually won 48 seats to 15. Initially, Shannon, it was supposed to be 49 to 14, but over in Eastern Westmoreland, there was actually a tie. So what they had to do is they had to get a returning officer. So essentially what that does is they make sure the MP them vote, both of them would not vote, and then they would put their name in a box, and then the returning officer would draw a name from the box. So whoever name is drawn would actually be the MP re-elect for that constituency. So when they did all of that, they picked the PNP seat. So PNP get the one there. But it was like everybody is like super shocked because of what happened. I mean, like, weren't you shocked as well? Chen?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you were talking to me.
So who would I be talking to?
I'm not sure how to answer that question because I'm at this point, it doesn't matter if the seat goes to whoever, because that was literally a landslide. So, and I like didn't go use that to determine who they go run the country at the end of the day. It was already decided. He was already sworn in. I was happy about the entire thing. So I guess it is what it is for that one seat. But we just got to watch and see what's going to happen moving forward, right? Because if he's not doing his job, then they're going to get rid of him eventually. That's just how it is.
I feel like based on
what happened, it definitely speaks volumes. Because, I mean, when was the last time that a party, JLP in particular, had this much of a landslide in a general election? So it definitely...
1963.
Ear day. That was like decades ago. So
to yeah. me,
it definitely means that, you know, the country itself, them fed up, and we really look to want change, because we not even know if PNP actually have them shit under control. Because look how much time them change leader. Right now, since PNP win, Peter Phillips stepped down, because he said it. If JLP won, he's gonna step down, and him actually keep him promise. Him actually step down. So it's like, people definitely know and say we're ready for a change, and JLP seems like the best way to go. But you're right, Shannon, we're definitely gonna watch, and we're definitely gonna hold them accountable for everything, because like the manifesto we didn't come out with, that definitely someone may go see it, because may go watch it and see if all of the things that they. Hello, 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 hello.
Hi.
Hey, sorry about that. I have no idea what happened. Ugh. I'm just waiting on Shin to jump in. It's gonna come in like the sourpuss. Hey, Shin.
Hey.
The same about Shannon, so opposed.
Right.
So opposed. Anyways, so yeah. So basically, me that agree with why that says Shannon. We definitely I go watch the party and see what them are gonna do, because like me no want them feel like, so just because them win so much seats, them gonna get arrogant and feel like say the people them. Now I'm going to switch them or change their mind when the next election come around. So, them better watch what them do. What do you think, Shane? Was the election a surprise to you? And what do you expect from the new government?
Honestly, I do not follow politics that much. So, I really don't have any much input on it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's understandable, of course, you know, but as a young individual that's in a low-income job, looking for job opportunities, we definitely have to try to see what the government would do for people like me. So, by default, I definitely something I go watch while I am still here. You know what I mean, Shannon?
Yeah.
That sounds a bit biased, but okay.
Not necessarily biased, but just say, you know, if like, yes, JLP so win.
Low-income persons of young descent get, have more interest, that's what you're trying to say?
No. I'm not talking about that, you know. But what I'm saying is, as a young adult, you know, having only low-income resources available to me in terms of job opportunities, yeah, look for the government. Yeah, you're looking to the government to see what they can do to ensure that the economy is progressing so that more opportunities can be available, because that is what they promised in their recent manifesto. So may I say, for me, we want more job opportunities. That is something me personally I gonna look towards. And if me not see what them promise actually being executed, then me know where my next vote I will go, the next general election. You feel me?
Hey, as I said, I don't follow the whole election thing and the government, because a lot of empty promises are always given.
True.
Just like half the time I don't want to listen, because once you start talking and you're speaking bullshit, I'm just literally like zoned out. So it makes no sense sometimes that I listen.
I mean, as one of my friends loves say, it's not politics, it's politics. You have to just pick out the sense from the nonsense. But while we're on, you know, Jamaican soil, Shannon, you suggested that we were to watch the Taurus Riley and Shensia song. Why did you tell
I
us about that?
To watch that?
You didn't?
No, I did not.
Oh my god. Shannon, why did you tell us about it?
Since Shane did not participate in going to watch the video.
Listen, don't.
But I'm going to tell you my thoughts on what's going on. I'm not coming for you, Shane. I'm just saying. You just said it. I'm just reiterating what you just said. You said you didn't watch it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so I'm just stating what you said before. Anyways, so, Taurus Riley and Shensia, along with Roshan, dropped a new video. The song was released last Friday, I think, but the video was released on YouTube a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Lighters. It is really good. If you haven't checked it out yet, I think you should go and check it out. The vocals on there, it's a little bit auto-tuned because we know Shensia is not a really good singer. But it's really catchy. And if you listen to it once, because I'm telling you, I've been listening to it for the past couple of days since the video has been released. And it's very catchy. Like, you will not even be thinking about it, but you are singing the song over and over in your head, or even singing it out loud.
Right.
Because I've been doing that after watching the video like one time.
And not to cut you, Shannon, but can we talk about how drastic, like, there is like this certain energy that is just so different about Taurus Riley? Let's get into that.
Yes, Taurus Riley was what we called it in Jamaica, a cultural of Rastafarian. You know, when you are a Rastafarian in Jamaica, we don't allow or speak or try to portray yourself in certain things. Like dancehall music, you do not put yourself in that. You sing only reggae music. And once you're singing about cultural or a certain concept of music, but now what we're seeing is a difference in what Taurus Riley is singing or he's portraying in his music videos or singing about, because he had a song with Dexter Dup on Dexter Dup album, and that's where I really saw that what we were accustomed to with him before is no longer what he's doing now. He has changed his old game and he's coming out with this raunchy, as we would call it, type of music or type of singing or type of lyrics on features or his songs.
Did he just say so, raunchy? But
that's what we call it here. That raunchy ass music. You know, that means dirty, bloody ass shit. Music.
You mean like the bumba clans and the pussy and the, you know, them look of something they all up in the lyrics. I'm just saying.
Yes, that is exactly what we mean. But we were not accustomed to him singing stuff like that or even saying it. But no, we are getting the raw version of what Taurus Riley is. And we were not prepared. It was almost trending on Twitter that Taurus Riley has changed. And what he is singing about now is not what we used to get from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we know how the music industry is. If you're not able to flip on the coin when you need to flip, you are going to be outdated and be able to roll with the punches. I guess that's what he's doing. What do you think, Robert?
You know, it's like, I remember the conversation that we had in our meeting when we first brought this up.
and you said that we should watch it. And I was like, oh, I heard that was trending. Taurus Riley in particular. Remember we had that conversation? And I was saying, like, because how I knew him to be trending was mainly because of his new image, his new persona, as well as the new tattoos. But bitch, like, Taurus Riley be looking stacked, honey. Like, muscles, tattoos. I'm like, who the fuck is this nigga? Like, for real. But I love how he looks right now, and it's good to see him evolving. I don't really mind that. And the song was really great. You know, like, me just want to talk about Shensia real quick, because the girl they go for, me know say year y'all, Shannon, without a doubt. The girl they go far. She
go far. Has to. She has to go far. And me put a stamp on her. Why not?
The girl they go far. Because as I say, as much as look at other tunes here and there, but I mean, it's catchy, and you can definitely sing it same way. And that's why I say that Shensia will go far, because any artist will have that capability and that creativity within themselves to be able to create hooks and songs that people are easily engaged in. Them are gonna go far, cause them songs are gonna become a popular, super catchy, and it's gonna just stay everywhere. So everything she right. do, she's smart with, and she gonna go big, and the song just complement it to them. Like, that's a collaboration that I never would have anticipated.
Sorry,
Shane.
My fucking god.
No, don't laugh.
Don't laugh. That was involuntary. That was not because of the talk.
Oh my god.
Anyway, girl. So word on the motherfucking street is that the Kardashians are actually looking to cancel their show. Like, yo.
It's no longer word on the street. It's been confirmed today. It's
definitely confirmed, without a doubt. You're right. It has been confirmed. So basically, they said they're going to hear them final episodes in 2021. And let me talk about this for a second. Because I know that you guys don't watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and me personally, I mean, I'm tuned into a couple episodes here and there, so even though I'm not an avid watcher, you know, in the back of your mind say, okay, the Kardashians are gone, right? And like, they dominate pop culture, and it's like, when I think of them ending the show, it feels like the end of an era. You know what I mean? Because it's like, we can't really think as to what the world are gonna look like without the Kardashians, like having their top tier reality TV show, because the decades has been like one of the top rated shows, reality TV shows. It has dominated that particular genre of media. So, it was going to happen at some point, but the reality of it actually happening, setting in stone, is just kind of got me shook a little bit, in my opinion. And it will be interesting for sure to see where they will go from here. Page Six is saying that, you know, confidants or persons close to them are saying that there is no major reason as to why they're canceling the show. Most likely, it is because they're, you know, growing and as a family, because, you know, we have the kids and grandkids that are coming up. So there's more in the Kardashians clan right now, and it's becoming harder to, like, film, especially with so much of them to get everything, you know, like one state or one place rather. So that are some of the things what I'm saying is a major factor. And then because their businesses are so major, like filming for the show is like super, super stressful. So I feel like at some point all of them are gonna just come to a mutual agreement, say, I think a time now. Because remember I said Courtney, she did kind of fed up over the show from like a long time. You remember that, Shannon? Like she wanted to be off that show so bad. So I just feel like some compromise was done and them just saying, you know what, like we've gone on, we've made what we can make from the show. The show has made us into what we are now. They're definitely still grateful for the show, and we definitely know Cinema will go on to create that. For sure. I'm guessing you guys have no opinions, right?
I mean, I used to watch the show until, well, it's not necessarily until Bruce became Caitlyn, but overall, sometimes the show used to annoy the heck out of me. I wanted to smack Scott. Sometimes I wanted to smack Courtney and Chloe. It was like too much sometimes. It was like housewives of crazy Armenian people.
I mean, so we're never going to get to see Scott and Courtney get together or get back together and actually...
actually marry.
We're never going to see that happen. At least I know that's going to happen. Right?
I honestly didn't see it happening at all, so...
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know that Courtney named the one married Scott from day one. Like, we just never really understand why them be even prolong the relationship for so long in the first place. And then have, what, three picnic out of the relationship?
Toxicity breed content.
They have three kids.
Exactly. Right.
And she was going to marry to him, yes.
Don't Courtney has one kid?
Yes, she was going to marry to him and they have three kids together.
I never got that vibe from Courtney, ever. It was always Scott.
What, season two?
It was always Scott who wanted to settle down and get married.
Courtney who wanted to settle down, not Scott.
Scott, right. They went to Vegas. They were actually going to get married. And Chris told them, no, they cannot get married.
I think that's when she found out he was cheating on her or something like that.
She was pregnant. No, she found out she was pregnant like a few weeks later.
That was with Penelope Aureen.
That was with the first child.
Oh, Mason. He's adorable.
Mason. So yes, they were gonna get married. They just did not get married because Chris had a fit.
Yep. And there were rumors on the street that that went down the wrong windpipe, sis. Anyways,
the wrong pipe.
Yes, Shane. The wrong pipe.
You said windpipe. I'm just like, if it went down the wrong windpipe, that means there's a right windpipe.
Oh God.
Since you want to be so literal about it. Yes.
You mean factual? Is Shannon humming?
Yes, Shannon is humming.
Yes, because I want Robin to move on.
I want to move.
And Robin is going to start an argument.
I'm not going to start an argument. So can I have a conversation with Shannon? You know what?
Moving on.
As Shannon would like. All right. So something came on. It up in our meeting, Shannon, and I'm gonna let you just bring it to the audience because sis, I ain't giving this energy. But we're gonna talk about the whole 6ix9ine downplaying his number one with Nicki Minaj because that just get me riled up. Can you just shed some light on that, Shannon, and tell us what's going on?
I just feel like you are literally channeling Wendy Williams right now, because you constantly be talking about her or meetings and what happened and how this happened. And
you do have meetings.
It's Aunt. Like it's Aunt Wendy.
I'm an auntie.
Shane, go again. Robin was over talking.
It's Robin's auntie.
Robin, I'm trying to hear what she's saying. Yes, but I want to really know why. Why we have a meeting? This is what we discuss. Miss Wendy? Wendy's nephew?
Wendy protege. Wendy 2.0. Right.
Yeah. How you doing?
Anyways, people, the reason why Robin does not want to talk about it is because he feels like if we talk about it, we're going to be giving 6ix9ine a lot of energy, which in fact, a story is a story. You do not come to the show with your personal feelings about anything at all. You leave your personal feelings at the door or leave it through the window, Robin, but we will be talking about it. I feel like 6ix9ine downplayed Nicki Minaj because
why don't you give the backstory? Most people of the situation, talk about exactly what song it was or it went to number one, just so that first people are caught up as to exactly what we're talking about.
Robin, do you want to take over?
No, I was just.
I feel like you want to take over because now you want to interject in our meeting. You were having a fit about having this on the topic, so you want to take over because it seems like you want to take over. Da, I feel like you want to.
I don't want to take over.
I feel like you want to take over, though, girl. You want to take over? It's fine. Take over. Go ahead. Give 6ix9ine the energy he needs. No. Go ahead.
Go ahead, sis.
Are you sure? Sure. Do you want me to cut?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, before I was rudely interrupt, I think 6ix9ine, you don't need to be downplaying Nicki Minaj's health. I feel like it was more of the Barbs who got that song to number one. That is Nicki Minaj fan base, and that's what they're called. Robin is one of them. That's why he acts the way he acts when we talk about Nicki on this show. I feel like people always try to do that to her. People always try to, I want you to help me. But then when it comes to the appointed time when they need to sing her praises or say, she did this for me, they try to always downplay what she does for them and not seeing that she has the fan base to do what she does for them. And that is literally downplaying what she's doing. I think that people always, other artists, not literal people, but other artists. Well, the song that we're discussing is the entire Trolls song and the video, which went to number one on Billboard in June. 6ix9ine was on an interview on his live for a radio station here in America. And the radio host was asking him a series of questions, which he released his album last Friday. It's a really good album, no lie. A few Jamaican artists is on there. A few Spanish people is on there. But to me, I think everybody that hopped on his album, build his album to where it is. Because if I was sitting there and listening to him alone, I would not listen. I feel like the features that was on there really grabs the energy of the song and really makes you want to listen. This entire situation started when the radio host asked him, how do you feel about the Nicki Minaj collab? And I heard that this other rapper was saying, Nicki Minaj helped you to get to number one, because if Nicki Minaj was not on the song, your song would have never went number one. His response was, Nicki didn't really help me. I am not really bashing Nicki in any way because Nicki is my sis.
Right.
All Nicki did for me was hopped on Mad Record because Nicki never had a solo record on her own that went number one on Billboard. Never. So what he was trying to say is that Nicki didn't do anything for his song. It was his song, his fan base, and he got his song to number one on his own. Nicki didn't do anything for him. And that right there is downplaying what Nicki does or did for him or does for other artists. I feel like Nicki has broken so many records on her own, or even if it was a featured song. I remember once where Nicki was the only female rapper playing on the radio over and over, over and over again. There was no period where you would be listening to the radio and six of Nicki's featured songs, solo or featured, wasn't playing on the radio.
Fendi fact.
So if you are going to try to get somebody to help you to get where you are and then shit on them when you get there, then guess what happened? When you need that person to help you again, Mr. 6ix9ine, she's not going to be there. Because what how I look at you now is a bandwagonist, because she took a risk helping you, even jumping on a record with you, which was a business move, yes, but was a risky business move, because if the song flopped and went nowhere, then guess what? Everybody around her that was telling her or was judging her for jumping on the record with you would have been right. But because she has a good fan base and a loyal fan base at that, who helped your song, yes, it's your record, but she helped it to get where it went to number one for a week and a half. So do not downplay anybody's record for helping you. Don't do that. If you're ever listening to this podcast, Mr. 6ix9ine, don't do that. And I'm not, people always say, oh, you are a Barb when you start speaking on things. No, I'm not a Barb. The reason I speak on things is facts is facts. You don't do that to people. I don't care who they are. Don't do that. Don't try to downplay the help that they give you at the end of the day when you know that you wanted the help to get where you are and then shit on them when you get there. Because remember this, one day, you will need them again.
Absolutely.
One day.
And you know, I want to just touch on what you just said. Like, I remember we had a conversation about how the artists them nowadays kind of understand the level of power that Nicki Minaj has in the music industry at this present day and age. And it's like, so many of them has tried to like cancel Nicki Minaj, end her career. And to this day, she is still the number one top-selling female rap artist in the industry at this point. So I feel like based on that and that alone, some of these record labels are understanding, say, yo, like trying to take down Nicki Minaj is definitely not going to work. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to steal our fans so we can get one number one after that day business relationship that we will formulate with Nicki Minaj. And that is exactly what I'm seeing is happening. And it started definitely with 6ix9ine, because like out of no fucking where that collaboration came about, right? We've seen Lil Nas X apologizing to Nicki Minaj, wanting to get Nicki Minaj on a track. We've seen we've seen Young Miami and JT all of a sudden trying to get on Nicki Minaj's good side after they've trashed her consistently. And we've even seen Cardi B, even though I've always wanted them to have a friendly relationship to begin with, have been saying good things about Nicki Minaj. So it's like...
Okay, so now I'm going to stop you right there. No, I'm going to stop you right there. A friendly conversation having on what happened in the past to know. Basically, what Cardi B was saying was not a lie. That's what you guys are not getting. you keep on thinking she was trying to be friendly with Nicki Minaj. No, she was speaking the truth. In speaking the truth, if it makes you look good because it's the truth, then so is the facts. It's the truth. That's what people miscommunicate as she trying to be friends with Nicki. She didn't have a beef with Nicki. Oh, she deaded the beef.
Okay.
What she was saying is the facts is the facts.
Party at the time.
And she was saying that there was one female, which was Nicki. She didn't even say it was Nicki. She said there was one female running the game for a long period of time. And you have to give props to the one female who was doing it because there was nobody else doing it. So don't come now and try to make it look like Cardi B was trying to befriend Nicki. No. That's what you're trying to do. And I know when you're trying to do something.
That's not what I'm trying to do. Cardi gang, thank you so much. That is not what I'm trying to do. But all I am saying is, right, these artists that have in the past had said negative things, whether it's beefing or not, but that has been negative notions towards Nicki, are now flipping the script because they want to steal her fans. And I just hope that Nicki Minaj is aware of what's going on. But then again, she's a star. So
hold on. Again, hold on. I'm not cussing. Hold on. Listen.
We gotta move on.
When we had our meeting, this was what you said. I don't want to give any energy to any situation. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want this. I don't want that.
But
all of a sudden, you are the main one pushing all of negative stereotype. All of a sudden, hearing this into.
I am formulating.
No, that's an opinion.
Based on what your opinion was, so I'm basically piggybacking off what you're saying. I haven't meant to do that. Listen.
You're not supposed to piggyback off of anything anybody's saying. You're supposed to have your own opinions.
And I've listened to what you said on what I'm saying
to go off and try to steer a narrative now to make it look like, guess what, 10%, not even 10%, sorry, 95% of the female fan base or rap female girls are out here trying to tear Nicki down, and because they realize a certain pattern of not working, no, they're trying to climb back onto the bandwagon. No, you're trying to make
that's a specific narrative.
Listen, I'm going to teach you something. Since you don't know, because you're a Nicki Minaj fan, most people who are Nicki Minaj fan, they turn a blind eye to certain
things. What?
Nicki is not perfect. I'm stating it now. Allow me. Nicki is not perfect. And Nicki does stuff to people behind the scenes.
I hear you, Shane.
Without other people.
I hear you.
So don't now try to come here and try to stare a narrative that people are out here trying to tear Nicki down. No, don't do that. Because Nicki is doing shit to people. Why people is doing that to her? It's a fear game. Don't do that.
I said what I said. And I'm standing
and
by.
And I said what I
And you
to.
Said what you have
to. Yes, you have to. Okay. You have to stand by what you're saying. I hope 2 days later you don't come back and say, oh, I realized what you were saying and I want to correct what I just said. Stand on it. Make sure you stay standing. Don't fall. Don't fall.
Shannon, I'm good at what I'm saying. And Shane, I hear you. Your segment is coming up. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back, guys. Shane, you're up next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much for checking in with us. So we're back. We're just waiting on Shane to pop in. He's late for his own segment. He seems pretty upset.
he's always upset when we get into Nicki and Cardi. And I don't like to get into it with you, Shane. I really don't. Because I know you are a Barty gang, and Barty gangs always love to upstage the Barbs, always. Really, Shannon, you were giving me the silent treatment?
I definitely was, because I'm not getting into that. Shane is blinding me right now and giving me the eyes and saying not argue with you, so I'm trying not to argue with you. I'm leaving that alone.
Okay. All right, Shane, so it's all you, baby. What you got for us?
So the next topic that we have is, do we believe that Black women get enough respect? And I'm going to put Shannon on the spot because he literally does.
Oh my God.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
No. Because
every time we did. Robin.
You're going to go first because I know that Shannon is going to come with some preacher type shit.
No. Every time we talk about this topic, he literally quotes the Roddy Ricch and Kodak Black thing about where he said, but. I did dig for both of them. So I did for Roddy Ricch and I dig for Kodak Black quotes. Uh-huh. So Roddy Ricch tweet went where that was like in 2016, August 13, where them yellow bones don't want no black bitch. I'm already black, don't need a black bitch. And then he hashtag Kodak. My problem with that is he never needed to say bitch, but with the whole rapping game, bitch is apparently a syllable that everybody now accepts. Women mostly accept being called bitches now. I don't know why, because it's very degrading.
I'm gonna ask a question. Sorry for interrupting. I'm gonna ask a question.
Yes.
Is there a difference when men say it versus when women? I mean, I know that there's a difference, but does it make more demeaning if a rapper say it in his songs, like I got them bitches or shit like that, versus this like Megan Thee, like
it is how it's said is also a factor. That in it with a negative connotation, people take offense. Mm-hmm. But if it's said in a playful way, it's like, oh girl, you know, like either way, it's still the same fucking word. Why are you giving life to it?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, to each his own. But then Kodak Black, I dig for his, because his is like literally hidden. So it was like he did an interview where he said, you know, I carry myself like an average dude because I don't see myself any better than anyone else. But there were parts in it where he says, I don't like my complexion, so I stick to light skinned girls because, you know, they're easier to break down and control. Right. I was like, that's a little bit very too much. But I know Shannon is gonna like attack me because I said I do understand colorism. This is just plain colorism. Nothing to do with respect of our black women. It's mainly colorism. So they're not saying they don't fuck with black women because they just don't fuck with them. It's just their preference when it comes to dating is different than what they were born from. But overall,
that's all you have to say?
No, overall when it comes to the music industry or any like celebrity in those celebrity type persons, I feel there's colorism, and then people kind of takes it into a negative light where they're like, oh, they're being racist or they're being colorist or whatever. And honestly, sometimes it's just misunderstanding and miscommunication. But overall, do I feel like black women get enough respect? No. Honestly, no. But we ourselves are somewhat to blame for that too. So,
listen, we talk about this all the time, and I just want to start up my statement with Breonna Taylor, mm-hmm. right?
perfect example of women not being treated with the same level of respect. I mean, we had the situation with George Floyd in May, I believe it was, and that sparked a national protest, like from coast to coast, not even national, international protest, right? We have this woman that her life was taken by the police as well, Breonna Taylor, right? Her killers are still free. And nothing is being said about it, even though it's in the press. It's literally on billboards. It's on shows. You are seeing it, but yet nothing is being done about it.
But Robin, that is different. That is completely different. That is racism.
No. But what we're talking about, right? Is do women actually get the same level of respect that black
we weren't talking about equality. We were talking about respect overall given to black women. We weren't talking about equality between men and women.
Absolutely. But you're talking about colorism and how it is okay for a rapper
it's an understanding because it is their preference. And all of us, have
so you by
whether it's physical or the color of somebody's skin or it's a personality trait, we all have our preferences.
For you to be empathetic to their preferences, Shane,
it's not empathetic, it's understanding
the actual issue.
I'm not downplaying it, I'm just saying I can understand their standpoint. I'm not agreeing with their standpoint, but I can understand it.
Okay.
You don't have any preference when it comes to dating.
Y'all know where my stance is on that. Black love all the way. Period.
Wasn't your last boyfriend light-skinned?
So he's still black.
But I'm done. So my explanation where preference is concerned, even though we're not talking about women at this point. But their preference,
there was no preference.
And people keep downplaying it to the fact like because you don't fuck with black women, you don't fuck with black women. You really don't fuck with black women. You have a thing. And I'm like, they're still dating a black woman. It's just that they may like a lighter skinned type of black woman.
Shane, why is that okay?
Shannon, did I just not say this 5 seconds ago? I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying agree. I'm just saying I understand a standpoint.
Okay, I know you understand, but based on how you're defending them, it makes sense that you are agreeing with what they're doing.
That's exactly what
that's
I
how
kind
it
of
sounds.
Okay, all right. Here's my thing. Has any of you watched Nina Simone, the movie that was done by Zoe Saldana?
Yeah. Well, no.
I think I did. No, I think I did.
So all of you know who Nina Simone is, which is this amazing singer back in
the day. Yes, a Latin girl. Mm-hmm.
Did you
and know, the girl was a light skinned girl. She darkened her skin to go play that singer.
No. Zoe Saldana is not that light skinned.
She's liked her.
She was darker.
She was darker.
Yes, she darkened her skin.
I know.
And then she came out and apologized because she was not getting any more movies. Everybody was
mad. Yeah, she talked about it recently.
She had a full.
Yeah,
she shouldn't have done it. It was a disgrace, and how she feels bad. And I'm like, she owns up to the fact that why did she do this movie? Well, after the fact, I don't really care. But after the fact, she's thinking about it, and she's like, all this black hatred and colorism and racism going on, and she literally could have had the conversation with them and be like, you know what, I think you should give this role to somebody of a more darker, closer tone to her instead of having me blackface.
But Shane, I feel like
Hold on.
For some
reason. Hold on, Robin. What was the point you were trying to make? I don't understand what was the point in saying all of that. What were you saying?
Color drifting. People tend to prefer a lighter tone than they prefer the darker one. But when it comes to movies, we're fine. We watch it. We don't give a fuck.
But Shane.
And music.
Shane. Listen, Robin. Go. Robin, what were you saying?
I'm just saying, right? What I'm talking about is what we are talking about. What you're talking about, Shane, is on a completely different tangent. Because you're talking about colorism and how it's okay for rappers to like lighter skin. But
why you keep saying I'm not saying it's okay?
Shane, the way how you sound, and it's always coming across to us, and I know it's coming across to the audience that way as well. Because you are saying it's okay. You're not saying it. Hold on. You're not using your words to say it, but how your tone of voice is coming across, that's how it sounds to us. But Robin, go ahead.
Right? You're understanding that point. But that is not correlating to what we really want to talk about, Shannon. What we really want to talk about is why is it that black women are placed on a lower pedestal than literally everyone else? You know what I mean? I'm not talking about light skin. Rappers liking light skin, actors having to darken their skin to play some fucking movie. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I want to talk about. I want to delve into why, as Black women, they have to work so much harder to be respected and having to always be so strong all the fucking time. And you know what, Shannon? This is where I'm gonna let you do your preacher type shit, because at this moment, we need it.
I so hate you.
No, for real.
I don't understand why. Shane, listen, let me tell you something. I don't know if I've always said this to you, like, you do not do call center shit, so you don't know how your tone of voice can come across to people. Even if you don't mean it, that's how you sound, because I feel like you're defending them in some way. And then you're telling us, oh, do not say that, because that's not what you're doing.
Right.
But that's not how it's coming across to us.
True.
It's coming across like you are defending them, and then you are telling us, you're not doing that, and we shouldn't think you're doing that.
Yeah.
But anyways, what I was trying to say last week and what I'm trying to say now is the same thing. And I'm just going to repeat what I said. Black men always try to tear Black women down because they feel like Black women is stronger and more of a leadership mindset. A Black woman can take a Black man from nothing and build him into something. A Black man cannot do that with a woman. Not a Black woman. If a Black woman is steadfast and said, listen, I am not doing this. I'm not going away from this. I'm not breaking from this. There's nothing you can do and break a Black woman. Nothing. A Black man always tries to tear Black women down in any way, any shape. And so is society, because guess what? They feel like it is the norm to do that. And because they grow up in an household where it is fine to say shit to Black women because they see their fathers doing it, or their cousins, their uncles, their grandfather, whoever they grew up seeing tearing a Black woman down, they feel like it is okay to do it. And in fact, it is not. And that is very disrespectful on so many different levels. You should not think it's okay or be a preference, Shane. You know why? Because at the end of the day, is what you think is okay. It's my preference to date a lighter skinned person. How many people always this? But when you get in trouble, you double back to the race that you're coming from. I can say so many things. So many artists, basketball players, football players, so many different people have done that. So many. Oh, I want to date a white woman. And as soon as the white woman cry rape, or say you sexually assault them, or say you abuse them, oh, you double back. I am with a black woman now. I am with my black community. You want to double back to us. Why is it okay for us to pick you up when a white, when the other race hit you down? Why is it okay for us to pick you up? Why is it okay for us to defend you? We should not feel like it is okay when you disrespect us and then want to come back to us. No, it is not okay. Kodak Black is in jail now. And guess who are the people that is trying to get him out? Trying to defend him? Us, not the whites or the Caucasians, to say. Roddy Ricch's music is not at number one when it was at number one. Who do you think is listening to it?
Mostly black women.
Black female. No Caucasian person was listening to his music. And nobody was bumping to the box. I'm betting to tell you that.
I beg to differ, so, actually, Shannon. I'm sorry. But I actually bopped to that song. I really did. Mm-hmm. I bopped.
Robin, you are a black person. Thank you for bopping to the song. No Caucasian person was bopping to it. That's what I said.
Okay.
But you see what I'm trying to say?
Of course, Caucasian.
So, when you're No. They were not. Listen, everybody, they come in. It's so much cultural appropriation that we think it's the norm to see them go out and steal our stuff and Caucasian people present it to us. There's this girl singing Ashanti's Fool, Foolish or whatever the song is. And listen, there's a tangent right now. Literal tangent. And I know, Shane, if you heard this girl, you would have been upset. Yes.
I did watch it.
I know
what you're talking about. I did. I laughed. I did not get upset. I laughed.
Why is it okay for do that? That is fucking cultural appropriation from us as black people. It is not cool for them to come out, do stuff like that, and then we stick up for them and try to defend them and try to, oh, this is whatever, and we don't talk to this type of person, and we don't like that. Black women are strong. They were built to be the backbone of any relationship or family. So if you are going to tear them down, even if it's not who you think you are, it's still what they are. You're trying to tear them down and then to put up the other race and then try to downplay that you're doing it. That's not okay. Because I know right now, if Caucasian people turn their back on you, you are coming right back to the nest where the black peoples are. Thank you. So don't feel like it is okay to do that and then come back and fall back on us because we're the cushion. We're supposed to, protect you when the Caucasian counterpart is trying to tear you down. Yes, everybody has a preference, but you keep your preferences to yourself, just like everybody else. You don't have to go out in the media and tear down a black woman because your preference is Caucasian people and because they're easy to break. And we know they're easy to break.
I hear what you're saying, Shannon.
But Shane, I don't know what you're trying to do or what you're trying to say or what the point you were trying to get across, but it stopped at Robin. It didn't come over here.
What do you mean it stopped at me?
Girl, you ain't amigo. So I just stop at you.
Listen, are you videoing me right now?
I can see your fucking face, yes.
No, I'm telling Adrian to video me getting cozy while while we're on the podcast. Of course, we want people to have a feel or look of, how we are when we have our tea and when we link up on Wednesdays. So, yeah.
We'll be on television soon, girl. Adrian doesn't have to video you. We're going to make it.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get there, definitely. And, again, I just want something that's really just love how this progress, you know, and like the more we get into it, and the more it just become more seamless. I'm gonna just love the conversations and what we have. As much as me and Shane ever get into it, and as much as you try to come for me, Shannon, you know I love you. And
I know I can't. I know I can't. I can't stop you in your tracks, but Shane does it well. So no one I know can do it 100% for you.
Uh-oh. Is that a threat?
I don't threaten people, girl. I state stuff and then I get it done.
Okay. Okay. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Are you gonna continue? We can't do it. You're a goddamn lad. Continue.
All right. So we're actually almost out of time enough, friend. For real.
We have nine more. And what's the next topic, Robin?
All right, so we can probably run through this in 9 more minutes. All right. So, you know, I just started working and shit. And I've been seeing some little cuties at my workplace. And I just want to talk about, like, working and dating in the same place. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Like, me know say people say it unprofessional, but people still do it. Do you think it makes the relationship sticky and dramatic? Shannon?
I'm checking my notice board here, and that's not what we discussed on our meeting. So I don't feel comfortable talking about that. So do you want to talk about that next week and talk about what we discussed?
I'm done.
Sure, we can put it to next week.
Thank you. So what are we talking about now? We have 8 minutes.
All right, so expectations in a relationship. And do we need to, like, set some boundaries or just work with the flow? What type of boundaries do people normally set in relationships?
Like, are we gonna have an open relationship? Is it something that we are who's gonna make dinner each night? If that's the case, if I, like me, who have two jobs and work all the time, am I gonna come home to a cooked meal? Are you gonna make sure my car is straight when it needs to be straight? Are you gonna make sure that I get money to pay the bills when the bills
get paid? Shannon, that sounds like. That sounds like responsibility.
Yes, those are expectations that needs to be set when going into a relationship. Right. Because if you're going to pick a bum, you're going to get bum treatment. And how are you going to know if you're picking up a bum if you don't have expectations?
I definitely agree with you on that for sure. Because for me personally, I am so done with bums. For sure, because
the only reason I just cleared my throat is because I've heard this song that he is about to sing, and it's not gonna be the last time. Shane, am I correct?
Do not.
Shane, all you have to say is K or yes or.
You know what?
God
You know what? You know what? We are cutting it, asshole. We are cutting it, asshole. You make shit right now. Get
bitch, you have not what I need to say.
Before we end the show.
Oh, Jesus, with the head. I can't breathe. Are you gonna ask back to this thing so Shane can end with us? No, I need to add this. You need to add Shane back. We need Shane back to end with us. We need Shane to tell us the start of the week. No, get Shane back on. Yeah, I can't believe Shane literally in our ear.
Shane Ted, are you?
Amina, do not run. Amina, ask Shane a question. Shane, can you confirm?
You want to know why? You want to know why you are starting with the blood clot? You bitch. On chat bottle, see him fucking sound.
So, Shane? Bitch. Shane? Shane, let me say this. Did you hang up on purpose or was it an accident? Okay, I'm glad you didn't. So Shane, what I was saying, because Robin wants to get off of this because he knows he's going in the hot seat.
As always.
So he wants to run up.
I'm you the hot seat.
But Robin,
Shannon.
Robin.
Shannon.
I feel like if we are going to work with the flow of any relationship, it has to be something that is meaningful to us. As individual, if it's not gonna be meaningful, we're not for work with the floor. We set expectations, ladies, men. If you have a wall and it's already built, don't tear it up your way for anybody. Then climb right with a stack of money, a fat house, or a nice car. Make them park up next to it and climb over. Because when you tear your walls down, your expectations and what you are prepared for and what you will work for, all of that gone.
You know.
Because guess what?
Oh, go ahead.
All right. Because guess what? All of what you set up yourself for and what you know you want in your future is not going to be there because you already throw all of that out the door because you lower your standard, lower your self-esteem, lower your everything to this one person who might come and tear it down anyways. My point. Go ahead, Robin. You have 2 minutes.
No, I was just simply saying, like, I definitely understand how setting the expectations work because I'm actually, you know, chatting with this this guy that I like. And we were just, and we did set expectations, you know. We said that we were going to be honest and open about our feelings so that we can, you know, just make each other know so we're interested and stuff like that. And I feel like that is a good expectation to set when you have a foundation that's built on honesty and transparency. That is really great. And that's definitely some of the boundaries, like, make sure, say, you know, if we ever go do nothing, we just talk to each other. Because to me love chat, everybody know that. And if we have somebody we can talk to me too, I am so for it. And sometimes working with the flow works, but I just get it. I guess it just depends on the vibes. For me, you know, I work with the vibes. But yeah. But you know, we can definitely catch up on this on another day. Shannon, we have a couple seconds. You anything you want to say?
Shane, do you have anything you want to say? Okay. With that being said, what was I going to say? I was going to say something. Trying to remember. I lost my... Oh, no, I know why you wanted to talk about that specific topic, about having a relationship in the workplace, because you found a fellow in the workplace. That's what you're saying? A fellow colleague in the workplace?
No.
That's what you're trying to say just now?
No. They were there before.
That's not what you were just trying to say?
No.
They were there.
I'm not getting into this. I'm not getting into this.
not getting into.
Okay. Okay. Nope. Yep. Okay.
Nope. Nope.
Guys, it's always love, light, and respect, and support each other. That's it for me.
And I just want to remind
anybody else
to be brave, be bold, and most importantly, be you. Love you. Bye, guys.
Shane,
your opinion is your own.
Anybody, why are you not
moving on?
Okay. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye. Hasta la vista, baby.